coming to my passes. That's the TNJ Johnson. Yeah. My parents sitting in the back. They snuck up on me because I ain't talked to them this morning. I ain't even know they was coming. They tend to do that often when I'm speaking to them. But I just want to give God the glory. Give God the praise. For a title, if I had to give a title to my message, it's called The Turning Point. We're going to be in the book of Job. Familiar scripture, familiar book that a lot of us may know. God gave me Job earlier this week, but I figured what I was dwelling on was not what he wanted me to preach on in the book of Job. But if we, as we look at the book of Job, we understand that Job is in the land of Uz. Job is a wealthy man. He's a man, he has everything that you can think of. He, in the eyes of the Lord says he's an upright man, a righteous man. He has cattle, he has children, he has servants. He have everything that you can think of to have, everything that we struggle and work so hard to have Job have. Job was full of wealth and full of riches. So if you go on in chapter 1, and I'm going to kind of give a synopsis of the book until I get to the scripture that I want to hone in on. When you look in there, you see where God praises Job for Job being who Job is. But then he goes on and he's asked Satan, he said, what are you doing? And Satan says, oh, I'm just going up and down, to and fro. When you think about that, when you read Job, you go over to 1 Peter, and it says that Satan goes to and fro seeking whom he can devour. And in 1 Peter, when he tells us that, that reminded me of that when I'm over in Job, and God is talking to Job. And Job says, God says, test my servant, Job. And Satan swears up and down that Job will curse God. But God knew who he had created. God knew what type of man that he was. So God took the hedge of protection from around Job. Since you can do all that, you can do anything to him, but just don't kill him, because he got to live. When something is special on the inside of you, and when God has called you to be who you are, understand that some things gonna happen to you, but understand that it is not unto death. Because if you are in Christ Jesus and you got Jesus Christ, understand that God is, you got to live. He died so that you may live. I ain't even got to the end where I say that he died, but he died so that you can live. And so as you go through the book, you will see that Job is tested. Job loses his home, he loses his children, he loses his wealth, he loses his cattle, he loses his servants. Then you get over to about chapter 3 and you see where Job curses the day that he was born. Job is so fed up that he's sick and he's tired, but he never put his mouth on God. But he curses the day that he was born. And he says that he hates that he was even born today. I just stopped by for a little while to just tell you to watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Because you put out in the atmosphere different things. And the Bible says that power lies in our tongue. There's life and death in the power of the tongue. So watch your mouth. But Job goes on in this book. He's going through it. Says that he hates the day that he was born. Verses chapter 3 to about 30, chapter 31, you will see where Job begins to lament. He begins to cry out unto the Lord. How many of y'all know that there's nothing wrong with lamenting? Because the Bible tells us over that it's nothing wrong for you to cry out unto the Lord. He begins to lament his birth, and he wished he never had been born. He expresses deep sorrow and confusion. Sometimes in life, we go through some things that causes us to lament and express sorrow. We're confused, but how many of you know that God is not the author of confusion? Amen. And so when confusion come about, understand that Satan got something to do with it. And so that's why you got to know your word. That's why you got to give Satan what God has given you. And that is the word of God. The Bible says that earth, heaven and earth may pass away, but his word shall remain. So you got to understand that you must know the word of the Lord. He expresses this sorrow. He then goes on in the rest of the chapters and you'll see that Job has these friends. Be careful who you call friends. Job has these friends, and these friends are trying to they're trying to encourage Job, but at the same time they're discouraging Job. Because what they're doing is they're telling Job, it got to be because of your sin, the reason why you going through this stuff. And Job is trying to basically correct them and say, no. Listen, I'm an upright man. He said, he tells them, but it's the friends can't understand. Job defends himself then, and he insists that this is not the case. So be careful of the ones that you call friends, because everybody that you call friends can't see you for who you truly are. They only can see you how they see themselves. Amen? So when you understand, you be careful who is around you. Job has these three friends, and they're basically they in the way, to be honest with you. Because they can only see based off of who they are. These men decide to go see about Job. They try talking to him, these friends. Yeah, but what Job realized about these three friends is that they were worse off than he was. Because Job stood on the word of God. He stood on God's word. He knew what the word of God said. He understood how God felt about him. See, one thing about us is that we got to understand. We can understand what the words say. And sometimes it's just black and white. It's just like words, black words on a white sheet of paper. But when you begin to understand, hide, the Bible says to hide that word in your heart so that you may not sin against him. When you begin to understand how the Lord feels about you, then you'll be able to walk out through this thing of life. And when things come up against you, when people come up against you, you can just keep on going. Because that ain't what my Jesus said. That's not who I am according to his word. So Job has these friends, and then we go on into the chapters, and you see that the youngest of those who are the friends that are there, he goes on and he tells Job, he says that sometimes things happen to you, but it's not necessarily because you caused it. Sometimes things happen so that God can discipline you. Sometimes things happen so that God can train you. God can do a new thing on the inside of you. Sometimes God just want to get your attention. See, I think a lot of times we give Satan a lot of credit. We talk about the devil more than we talk about Jesus sometimes. And so we have to understand that sometimes when God does these things, he's doing them to make us better. He's doing this to make us more like him. And so Job, we go on to around about chapter 38 and chapter 41. And this is where I thought the Lord was trying to get me to preach from. Because this is God responding. God is now responding to Job. God tells Job, he said, were you there when I created the stars in the sky? He began to ask these rhetorical questions. Did you create the heavens and the earth? Did you separate night from morning from night? He began to ask these questions. How dare you? I am God, the creator of all things. I have all power. He begins to ask these things. And instead of giving Job a reason for his suffering, he asks these questions because, number one, he wants Job to remember. Remember who it is that you're talking to. Remember who it is that has brought you thus far. Remember the cattle that you got in and the things that you've been through. Remember who was there with you. See, sometimes we forget oh so quickly. We forget oh so quickly. Things in life are going good, and as soon as that one bad thing happened, we go into a frenzy. He asked these questions so that Job could remember. The Bible tells us over and over and over in chapters and chapters to remember. Remember, God. Remember me. Remember me. And so he didn't give Job the answers to his suffering, but he asked questions. See, sometimes we got to sit with God and be quiet so that God can ask us some questions. God don't always just give us the answers because we ask the question. Sometimes he wants us to just dwell with him, to just sit with him, to just be with him, to love on him. Sometimes that is what he's always requiring of us. But we forget so quick. When life start lifing, when things start happening, when suffering becomes our portion, when we begin to just constantly dwell on the problem and not the problem solver, when we begin to put our mind on things and not the creator and the creations, God wants us to remember. So Job realizes that he's who he's dealing with. And then we'll get over to chapter 42. If you will open your Bible. We'll go to chapter 42. And I'm reading out the NIV version. And it says, I'm reading out of the NIV version. We're going to start at verse number 1. And I need y'all to go back and read the book of Job in its fullness so that you can understand and get understanding and clarity for the whole entire book. Because the book is good. This is one of the books that's in the Bible that they don't even know who wrote it, but we just know it's good. Theologians came, they say it might have been Moses, but nobody knows, but it's just good. Because in life, we're going to suffer. In life, we're going to go through some things. In life, we're going to have turmoil and trials and tribulations. But if you can't get through the suffering, how you going to make it to the other side? And the Bible says that then Job replied to the Lord. This is after God has talked to Job. He says, I know that you can do all things. I know that you can do all things. And that reminded me over in Philippians where Paul says, that I can do all things. He talks about Jesus right here. God, Job is talking about God, but Paul is saying when he's sitting in that prison cell that I preached about a couple weeks ago, that I can do all things. We like to wear that on our tattoos, and we like to put it on shirts, and we like to wear it on our bracelets, and we think about it when it comes to success, and we think about it when it comes to being the greatest athletes. But Paul was simply talking about, I can do all things while I'm sitting in this prison cell. Yeah, yeah. I still can do all, I can make it through this. Yeah. There's no way you're going to tell me that I cannot make it through. Yeah, yeah. He says that I can do all things. But Job right here, he says that, God, you can do all things. Yeah. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. And thwarted just simply means it cannot be thrown away. There's no purpose of yours that cannot be distorted. There's no purpose of yours that cannot be canceled. Because you are God and you are God all by yourself. You can do all things. You ask, who is this that obscures my plans without knowledge? Y'all may be seated because I'm going to go through this. So I don't want y'all to stand a long time. He says, you ask, who is this that obscures my plans without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things that I did not understand. Things too wonderful for me to know. We got to realize that God is bigger than us. And the Bible says that his wisest is bigger. Our wisest is limited to his wisdom. He is wiser than we could even comprehend or think. And Job is saying right here, Job understands, I done put my mouth on some stuff that I don't even know about. I'm up here talking about some things that I don't even have the knowledge, the wisdom, and I can't even understand it because you are God and you are greater. Yes, 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 Job understood that his mouth had been on some stuff that he could not even comprehend. God is far wiser than we are. He said in verse 4, he said, you said, listen now, and I will speak. I will question you, and you shall answer me. My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. There comes a time in our life when we go through some things where the things that we are going through and the situation that we are going through should open our eyes. It should make us hear different. It should make us see different when we understand that our going through is not for just us. When we understand that our going through is because the Lord gets the glory through whatever it is that we're going through. It is not for our, for us. He talks right here and he just says that his ears are open and my eyes now can see. Who is that reminding me of? It reminded me once again of Paul on the road to Damascus when he goes through his transition from Saul to Paul. The Bible says that the scales fell off of his eyes. And it's in life when you get Jesus, something about you should change. You shouldn't walk the same. The scales should fall off of your eyes. You should hear a little different. Everything should not offend you. Everything should not hurt you. When you begin to look out the lens of Christ Jesus. He said he heard different, but and he seen different. Therefore, I despise. Ooh, this got good to me because he said, I despise myself. And repent in dust and ashes. It should get to a point where we understand that we're just as that of a filthy rag. Yeah. Only Jesus can make us right. Only Jesus can cause us to be our best self. Job said, I despise myself because I done talked about me being here. I done put my name on things that I shouldn't have. I put my mouth on things that I shouldn't have put my mouth on. I despise myself. I could have did better. I know I should have did better. But glory be unto God. I despise myself and I repent. And we know that to repent means to turn. After the Lord had said these things to Job, he said to Eliphaz, the Temanite, I am angry with you and your two friends because you have not spoken the truth about me as my servant Job has. I stopped by to tell you. Watch who you put your mouth on. Watch who you put your mouth on. Don't put your mouth on a man or woman of God. Watch who you put your mouth on. God tells him, he says, I am angry with you. The good thing about God, though, he says over in the book of Proverbs, he says that his anger is but for a moment, but his favor is for a lifetime. He gives us opportunities that we do not deserve. And if you read this book, you will see he tells them, he says that I am angry. He said, but here's the opportunity. Just like he gave these men opportunity, he gives us opportunities to get it right. He says, now take 7 bulls. Thank God I don't have a bull to take to nobody. I thank God for Jesus. He says, and 7 rams. And go to my servant Job and sacrifice a burnt offering for yourself. The same man that you have talked about, the same man you got to go back to. Amen. You got to go back to. And I need you to take a burnt offering for yourselves. Because I, God, am angry with you. My servant Job will pray for you. Yes. And the same man. Yes. The same man, the same person that you have done all of these, got to open their mouths and pray for you. Yes, yes. The same one. Be careful who you put your mouth on. Yes, yes. Because the same individual that you put your mouth on will be the same one that opened their mouth unto God and say, forgive them, Lord. The same one. And I will, he says, my servant Job, he will pray for you. And I will accept his prayer and not deal with you according to your folly. That was good to me because just because you have done this, because I am God. I am God. Those questions I just asked Job, I want you to understand that as well. for the three friends. I need you guys to understand that as well, Abinadab and Zophar. I need y'all to understand that I am the creator. I have all power in my hand to turn some stuff around. It's a turning point coming. It's a turning point coming. He tells them, he says, I will not deal with you according to your folly. You have not spoken the truth about me as my servant Job has. Be careful who you put your mouth on. Be careful who you speak about, because the same individual will be the same individual that'll get you back into good graces with the Lord. So Eliphaz the Temanite and Bildad the Shuhite and Zophar the Naamathite did what the Lord told them. They were obedient. The Lord accepted Job's prayer. Then we get to verse 10. It says, after Job had prayed for his friends, after Job had opened his mouth for his friends, after Job had took it unto God for his friends, the Bible says that the Lord restored his fortune. Look at your neighbor and tell him he'll give you double for your trouble. He gave him twice as much as he had before. All of his brothers and sisters and everyone who had known him. The Lord turned back around and gave Job double for his trouble. There's a turning point in our life. There's a turning point that's going to happen in our life. I just stopped by here for a second to tell you to wipe your eyes, lift up your head, dry your face, get yourself together. Because if you do what he asks you to do, there's a turning point. Yeah, you might lose some things. Yeah, you might walk away from some stuff that you thought you were supposed to keep. Yeah, some things might fall through. Yeah, everything ain't going how you want it to go, but there's a turning point. The Bible says over in Job 42 that there was a turning point. If he just did what God asked him to do, he said, I want you to pray for the same people that put their mouths on you. I dare you today to think about your chapter 42. There's a chapter 42 that's coming to your life where some things will be turned around. There's a chapter 42 that's coming in your life that's going to turn your mourning into dancing. It'll turn your sorrows into joy. There's a chapter 42 that's in your life. It's the turning point of your life. The Bible says the number 42 represents transition. And there was 42 generations from Abraham to the Messiah. I thank God for 42. Because if it was not for the 42 generations, where would we be? Thank you, Jesus, for chapter 42. There's a 42 that's going to happen when you walk out of here today. There's a 42 that's going to happen in your bank account. There's a 42 that's going to happen. Forget the bank account. In your mind, in your heart, in your life, there is a 42 that's going to happen all around you. The Bible says, the Bible tells us, it says that Job, he prayed and the Lord restored. He prayed and the Lord restored. But before he prayed and God restored, he repented. He repented. There's things in our life that we can't get to 42, chapter 42, verse 10, where the restoration happened because we won't repent. We won't repent. We won't turn from it. God told me one time, he said, and I remember this so vivid. This was not a long time ago. This was not a long time. He said, I've dealt with looking at humility as dumbing myself down or being lower than or not opening my mouth and speaking up, because a lot of times that's what we are in the church. That's kind of how it's perceived to be. If you quiet, you humble. And God reminded me, you are anointed. I appointed you. You are anointed. And I have appointed you. And I don't care how many times I've heard it from people, it just didn't. But I still got to be humble. Because number one, women in ministry, y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand. When you are a woman in ministry, there are a lot of things that just pass you by. It just passes you by. God reminded me, say, you are anointed and you are appointed. And I called you. I called you. The oil is there.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, but you can't slay demons and play with demons.
So what I'm saying is
when God gives you instruction, follow the instructions. When God gives you leader, follow the leader. Do what it is that God is calling you to. You can get to your 42. It's there. He's a promise keeper. He said he'll never leave you. He'll never leave. I don't care what you go through. You let somebody tell you out there that he'll leave. He said he'll never leave.
Never.
Fall. Get back up. He's still there. He said, Lord, I'll be with you always. Even until the end. That's his word. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. And you can get to 42. But I said all that to say that in order to get there, you got to repent. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn from your wicked ways. You can see it. Turn from your wicked ways. Nobody is perfect. But turn day by day, step by step. Put one foot in front of the other. Keep on going. When you fall, get back up. Try it again. Because you're going to have some Job experiences in your life. But you better not put your mouth on the Lord. Don't put your mouth on God. Don't put your mouth on God. He told him, he says, repent. Job said, I despise myself. How I've been acting. If you ain't got to that point in your life, and pray to the Lord. Ask God to show you. Because see, we're good at showing, we're good at pointing out stuff at other people. We can do that very well. We do that also. I seen you. Yes, she was. We do that very well. But what about me?
Yeah.
I gotta take accountability for myself. What is it that I have done? But whatever it is, Lord, I ask that you take it away,
yes,
God.
Yes, yes.
Clean us up from the inside out. Make us brand new so that we can get to our chapter 42. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.